On this week's Tourism Roundup, we visit Yaman Adventure Park in St. Mary. And stick around for our No Jamaica segment. If you're interested in fun and adventure in the outdoors, or just want a relaxing afternoon on one of Jamaica's estates, then the Yaman Adventure Park is for you. Located on the Prospect Estate, Yaman Adventure offers a wet and dry ride, Segway ride, camel and horseback rides, jitney and culinary tours.
So offer a package known as the Yaman Basic. It's a tractor-driven carriage that takes you on the property on 18th Century Estate Adventure. We also have the Yaman Inclusive Package. That's a package you get to do all the tours offered here. Lunch and local Jamaican beverages are included in that.
Yaman Adventure Park Tours Clerk, Tishana Shirley.
For the jitney tour, it makes three different stops on the trail. You get to see the view of Otreus from the hills here in St. Mary. We also get to stop at the coconut demonstration, as well as to view the Great House on the third and final stop. Get to stop and view the Great House and learn the history of the Great House and the former owners as well.
For those who want more action, then the Dune Buggy Tour will get your adrenaline pumping.
For the Dune Buggy experience, we get to go on the property in Outback Adventure, mud, water, everything like that. Goes for 45 minutes to an hour. Valid Jamaican driver's license or any valid driver's license for that matter is required for that tour as well. We normally require persons to take a change of clothing or water shoes or any other old shoes that they would like to get that they would throw out after the tour is completed.
If you're just looking to relax, then the Flavors of Jamaica tour offers the perfect experience.
All the magical flavors that we offer here on the island. You get to cook your own jerk chicken, your own callaloo festival, coconut sauce, and of course you get to sample some of Chef Irie's special rice.
Yaman Adventure Park Stores Clerk Tishana Shirley. So be sure to add Yaman Adventure Park to your list of places to visit. Opening hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 994-1058. In tourism news this week, Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett on Monday welcomed the inaugural flight of the Eurowings Airlines at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. The airline will add 20,524 new seats to Jamaica coming out of Cologne, Germany. And 100 district constables are to be deployed to resort areas as part of the Visitor Safety and Experience Unit, managed by the tourism product development company TPDECO. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says, they will play a key role in enhancing visitor experience. Now for our No Jamaica segment. The Prospect Estate in St. Mary is an early 18th century great house. The building is two stories tall with Palladian features. The ground floor is fortified with 28 loopholes that were designed to protect it against marauding pirates and buccaneers. A mahogany tree in front of the house commemorates the three-week stay of Sir Winston Churchill and his family in 1952. Let's sing in harmony, in peace and... That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love. Let's get together now,
let brotherhood unite. We're committed to reducing the impact of disasters occurring in Jamaica. We're ever ready to assist you before, during, and after a disaster. But everybody have a role to play, so make we work together and follow the plan. Whether rich or poor or where you come from, hurricanes affect everyone. So
be prepared.
Prevention is better than cure.
Be prepared.
Listen to ADPEM.
A message from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.